I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. How bad is bad? Nuna of Triumph and Mercy says Lebanon's downfall makes war-torn Syria look like a better option. The fighting hasn't ended, but many Syrian refugees are returning home. Nuna explains that refugees often find themselves facing impossible decisions.
Sometimes it's easier to go back into your own population, your own land, your family, somebody that you know in Syria who can host you at least for a time. So it's easier than being here with no work, with no future, with no help, with no nothing.
Triumph and Mercy comes alongside these refugees. Their center offers vocational training and business education. Throughout the pandemic, Nuna and others have used technology to continue conversations with these refugees about faith. Learn how you can pray for Triumph and Mercy's ministry and the discussion they're having about the gospel at missionnews.org. And every year, about 2 million pilgrims embark on the Hajj, an Islamic journey to the holy sites in Saudi Arabia. Yet with COVID-19, this once-in-a-lifetime requirement is severely restricted. Only Muslims living in Saudi Arabia can make the trip. Others who try to join without a permit face large fines. Tom Doyle with Uncharted Ministries says this change could provide more opportunities for the gospel.
For us as believers, this just gives us a great opportunity to pray for Muslims during this time, because this Hajj will be different. It will not be fulfilling like the other ones to them have been in their religion. It's going to be different.
Share the hope of the unchanging true God and pray for the truth of Jesus Christ to invade Muslims' homes and lives. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Just head to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.